Trevor Murdoch, it's an honor to be able to interview you on your last night with Metro Pro before heading back to WWE. When you came out, you're having a little send-off, giving a little speech to the fans, the thank yous, and you're interrupted by one Mark Sterling.
Well, I kind of had an idea that somebody might want to jump in on this. There's, you know, those guys back there in the locker room are hungry. I was a little surprised it was Sterling because usually he bites off more than he can chew, and tonight he did the same thing. I give Sterling props for having enough testicular fortitude to come out here on my last night and challenge me. And Retro Rick, you've seen the match, brother, and you've seen that he was definitely on the losing end of that match.
Yeah, he definitely was. He got a little bit distracted when Stone was trying to get in. Of course, we saw when you were doing the speech, he attacked you. Strider helped you out.
Right.
And then when you had the match, Stone again, there was a distraction, him and Strider, and Sterling got distracted, and you just rolled him up for an easy three.
Yes, sir. You know, I know there's still a little unsettled business between me and Stone, and, you know, he's got every right to be a little upset with me. I probably didn't treat him the best. He knew that this was his last opportunity to get, I guess get my comeuppance, and he wanted to get in on it, which is fine. What he didn't expect was that Strider was going to come in and back me up. And you gotta know one thing. You know, there's a ton of surprises in pro wrestling, and Derek Stone found that out firsthand tonight.
And yeah, kind of going back, this is just about the one-year anniversary of Metro Pro, and it was actually back in that first show that you and Strider teamed together, but that was the night you kind of went a different direction, and it's kind of come full circle.
Yes, it has. You know, I know what kind of potential is in Metro Pro. I've realized what kind of company Metro Pro is, and I wanted to make my own stamp. I wanted to, you know, make my own path, and to do that, you've got to go against the biggest dogs in the company, and I knew at the time it was Strider and Tommy Dreamer, and it definitely caught a lot of attention, and the fans may not have been too friendly and too excited about my decision, but they ain't got to walk in my shoes. And you know, that one decision has carried me all the way to to a year later, and like you said, come first full circle, and has kept me on the roster and kept me a big topic of this company.
Yeah, now on your way back to WWE, of course, since you've been there before, you must have left on at least fairly decent terms to be able to be back, have some good dark matches. We look forward to definitely watching you there.
I'm super excited, man. When you're with a company like WWE, it's not forever. You know, it's you know, you'd be silly to think that you're going to be there forever. There's only a few guys, not even a handful of guys, that have been there over 10 years, over 5 years. And so I knew that was going to happen. I'm just thankful that there was a company like Metro Pro that where I could come to and display my skills, and you know, the Metro Pro staff kind of let me run and let me do what I wanted, because they knew that I could help this company and draw people and create compelling TV.
Well, we definitely appreciate what you've done for Metro Pro in the last year. You've definitely entertained us. I saw some fan with a sign that said, "We loved you, we hated you," but something like that. But we love you. Thank you anyway.
Thank you so much, man. And I hope everybody watches WWE and keep an eye out for me. And make sure you guys keep watching Metro Pro, because I wasn't joking when I made my statement tonight. I truly believe that you're watching the future stars of today, or today's stars of the future. You know, there's a lot of talent in that locker room. So you guys got to make sure you keep watching, because eventually I'm not going to be the only one with the WWE monogram stamped on my back.